Making News in Newberry, You Make the Call on Kickoffs, and Two Big Lies. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Newberry, Michigan is making news. The Indians looking to start 5-0 in football for the first time since 1974. Dan Hardenbrook of MHSAA network affiliate WMJT in Newberry has more.
The Newberry Indians are making noise north of the bridge early on this season. At 4-0, Newberry is off to the school's best start since 1981. One of the big reasons for the Indians' early success is the UP's only four-year starter at quarterback, senior John Paramski.
Well, there's no doubt that it's helped me throughout my career. Just having things thrown at me and not being frightened or startled by them and kind of being more calm and collected and being able to deal with them as they come.
Paramski, who also captains Newberry's defense, says it's the guys around him that's helped the team start so strong.
They're here to work. They like to mess around a little bit, but for the most part, they're here to put in work and win some games. We got to play each game as it comes. We'll see how far we get and hope for the best.
Newberry can win a share of the 2016 Mideastern Conference title Friday night when they host fellow 4-0 foe Lakeland and Hubble.
I'm really looking forward to it. These are two good teams going at it here in week five. We'll see how it ends up, but it's going to be a battle.
I'm Dan Hardenbrook for This Week in High School Sports.
Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Stockbridge football quarterback Mason G. Montgomery, who set a state record with 8 touchdown passes in a 70-32 win over Leslie last Friday, and Maddie Clark with 20 kills and Katie Clement with 39 assists, led Pittsford to a doubleheader sweep last Tuesday of Waldron in a Southern Central Athletic Association girls volleyball doubleheader. Snacking before a practice or a game can energize a workout. A pre-exercise snack can help settle your stomach and fuel your muscles. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Every football game starts with a kickoff, and our You Make the Call series will start with the same play for 2016. The kicker kicks the ball high and deep off the tee, and the return man, 3 yards deep in his own end zone, catches the kick in the air and now starts to head upfield to try and gain yards. Under high school rules, is this legal? Believe it or not, the answer is no. That under high school rules, whether it's a kickoff or a punt, once the ball breaks the plane of the goal line, the ball is dead, and it becomes a touchback with the offense taking over first and 10 on the 20-yard line. College and professional players can return kicks from the end zone. High school players cannot.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. I've always said that if you tell a lie long enough, eventually someone will believe that it's true. Recently, somebody started a lie in social media that the Alphabet family of sports networks had contacted the MHSAA over the summer requesting permission to televise a live high school sporting event this fall here in Michigan. The truth is, that call never came to this office. It didn't happen. But that didn't stop the Coconut Telegraph from perpetuating the lie. And sometimes, there aren't enough checks and balances in the crowd on social media to sort fact from fiction. The second point here is another lie, that national television is good for high school sports. Have you ever watched one of these games? They're not the broadcast of a high school event. They use a high school game as a backdrop for giving college sports junkies their recruiting fix. For the 99% of the kids in the game for whom high school is the highest level they'll ever play at, they won't be mentioned at all. They're pawns. They're roadkill for the promoters who turn the event and the schools upside down for a paltry rights fee. That's why educators in Michigan got it right over 25 years ago when they created a rule to keep this kind of exploitation out of school sports in our state and continue to get it right every time someone calls the MHSAA office to ask permission to do so. That is, if they even call at all. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.